Delling Poll, Britain's Doctors Extend Middle Finger to the Nation. By James Delling Poll on September 19, 2021. Britain's grotesquely overpaid, inexcusably unproductive doctors have a message for the nation: here is our collective middle finger. Sit on it and swivel. Or, as a Telegraph headline more delicately phrases it, GPs demand more cash to see patients face to face. But it amounts to the same thing. Britain's general practitioners have, for the most part, been perfectly useless during the pandemic. More than happy to hoover up the £12.58 their surgeries get paid for every COVID jab they administer, rather less keen on the business of actually seeing their patients. According to the Telegraph, GPs have demanded more money to return to face-to-face appointments, as official documents revealed the full impact on patients of not being able to see doctors during the pandemic. Dr. Richard Bothray, the chairman of the BMA's General Practitioners Committee, complained that the funds raised through the increase to national insurance would not go to family doctors. He said that without money to pay for more GPs and more space in surgeries, face-to-face appointments could not return to pre-pandemic levels. Because of its reassuring name, the British Medical Association, lots of people don't realize that the BMA is a trade union. And as hard-headed, hard-left, aggressive, and greedy a trade union as any in the land. Here is the BMA on absolutely classic form, holding the tax-paying public to ransom with its outrageous demands, and spouting pseudo-scientific guff to justify it. Dr. Vothray insisted that patients were wrong to think they have received worse care as a result of not seeing a doctor in person during the pandemic. But he said extra funding, like that recently provided by the government through a manifesto-breaking tax rise to clear the hospital backlog, was needed. "We want to see our patients too," he told BBC Radio 4's Today program. Imagine spouting such utter bullshit with a straight face. Imagine saying such outright untruths without being surrounded by demons and being dragged straight down to hell for the revolting liar you are. How is it conceivably possible that patients who have been denied the chance of seeing a doctor in person are not getting worse care? When you see a patient in person, you are likely to spot details that you might well miss on a telephone or even video call. And the evidence supports this. Many people have grown sick for want of seeing their doctor. The official analysis presented to the government's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SHEE, last week revealed that among the missed diagnoses in 2020 there were 39,227 diabetes cases, 44,216 cases of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, 38,167 cases of an irregular heartbeat, 20,561 cases of heart disease, 14,322 strokes and 18,640 cases of heart failure. The most significant fall in diagnoses was in COPD, the name for a group of lung conditions that cause breathing difficulties, where 51% fewer cases were identified in 2020 versus 2019. The number of diabetes diagnoses also dropped by almost a fifth, 19%, which the report states is likely to be a combination of factors including difficulty in diagnosing via teleconsultation and changes to health-seeking behavior. The conditions listed are most commonly picked up through GP appointments and confirmed through diagnostic tests, both of which have suffered delays and restricted access over the last year. Doctors should not be paid more for doing their job. Rather, their overgenerous pay packets, the result of Tony Blair showering taxpayers' money on the NHS in return for no improvements whatsoever. They should have their salaries halved until they do what doctors are supposed to do: see their patients, help them get better. It's really not rocket science. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.